It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Megyn Kelly came out in an interview with Piers Morgan and said that Ben Shapiro has lost over 150,000 subscribers and that his show is cratering because his opinions are unpopular. So I thought I would investigate this for myself, and we have the numbers and the receipts, and we're going to show if that is true or not. But first, here is Megyn Kelly.
Ben Shapiro, who I know attacked you for absolutely no reason and just doubled down, he's lost 150,000 subscribers over the past year. 150,000 at least. There's a real reason to believe that he may be paying for subscribers and views. Many who study the industry believe that. But
So after some investigating, it turns out this is actually true. I've got the data. I'll explain why this is happening. This comes courtesy of Social Blade. This is a public website where you can see the public stats of YouTubers, myself included. And what you see is the last couple years of Ben Shapiro's monthly gain subscribers. What you see is it used to be very high. And over time, basically Trump took the presidency. It starts to dip down quite a bit. Then the Iran strikes happen the first time, the very quick ones that happened in one day. Then Charlie Kirk dies. Then it starts to go into the negative. And you can see that since we have begun the war in Iran, it's really in the negative. If you want to look at the views as well, you can see that these are gained views for Ben Shapiro, and this has gone down pretty steadily. Again, these are in the, you can look on the left. The left, that y-axis, shows the views. It's still an insane amount of views. We're talking 60 or 30 million views a month right now. So it's still a lot. But overall, I looked into it. Ben has lost about 200,000 subscribers, which is significant. That's about 3% of his audience. Now, we're not going to dwell too long on the kind of person who goes on an interview with Piers Morgan to talk about their competitor losing subscribers. That's a weird thing to do, and I think it says a lot about your character, but we're not going to dwell on that. But I do want to show you for a second why this is happening. I want to offer a commentary on why this might even be a good thing. I think we can all agree that Nick Fuentes is the opposite of Ben Shapiro in many ways. Ideology, lifestyle, how they communicate. And so I want to use him as an example here. Here's a clip of Nick Fuentes for a second talking about Iran. And then next I'll show you a clip of Ben Shapiro talking about Iran.
Pray for the designs of the Jews to fail. That's all we could do. Iran is fighting for the whole world right now. And don't get me wrong, I'm not praying for more casualties. I want that to stop. I want the United States to be finished. But Iran right now is fighting for all of humanity. They really are. In a way, they're fighting for us. Because if Iran falls, it means Israel controls the entire Middle East.
So that was Nick Fuentes. Now here's Ben.
At effectively 9 a.m. in the morning, in broad daylight, was the reason, apparently, that the attack was successful. So extraordinary intelligence gathering. The amazing work of the combined military efforts of the United States and Israel as well. Truly, truly astonishing stuff. And the goals for the President of the United States are to end Iran's pursuit of nuclear weapons and the expanding ballistic missiles program and stop its development of ICBMs. And we should also point out right there that you wouldn't have to have full regime change in order for that to occur.
That right there is why Ben Shapiro is losing subscribers. Nick Fuentes and all the people on his side, I include Megyn Kelly in that, unfortunately, I hate to say that, really. But Nick Fuentes says the most insane thing that he can possibly say for the day. That's his whole MO. That's his whole show. He sits down in the morning, I guarantee it, and thinks to himself, what happened today? How can I communicate my opinion in the craziest way possible? And honestly, what's the craziest opinion I can even come up with? I don't think Nick Fuentes says the things that he believes. One day, he's rooting for Iran, and the next day, it's that he supports Epstein. All things that he said. It's like an addiction. I think the addiction metaphor is the best one. You need a bigger dopamine hit so you can go more and more extreme every time. Ben Shapiro, on the other hand, you can see it in that clip, calmly tells you what is going on in the world and then states his commentary and educated opinion. His goal is not to say the most transgressive thing possible. Some people might find it less entertaining. It's certainly probably not as shocking as Nick Fuentes. And I think this, combined with a healthy dose of anti-Semitism, was why he has lost subscribers overall. He is not doing this for subscribers. If he wanted to do it for subscribers, he would do what Nick Fuentes does, where he just says the craziest thing that he could possibly say. Even on his side, he could do it. He could just come out, since he's obviously pro-Israel, and he could say, I think Israel should rule the world. He would get so much engagement from that, but he doesn't even do it on his side because he's actually saying what he believes. The beauty of being confident is you don't actually care if you lose 3% of your audience because the 97% becomes that much stronger. I talked about it in a post that I put on YouTube this week, but I talked about my religion a little bit, lost a few hundred subscribers. And for a moment it hurts, but then you realize, hey, all these people that have stood by me, they're going to be that much stronger. Why would I want those 3% that didn't even like who I was anyway? Basically, we saw from Ben's subscriber graph is he shed, in my opinion, about the 3% who actually like people like Candace Owens and Nick Fuentes. As far as I'm concerned, I think that's a win for him. By the way, those stats I showed are from YouTube, not the podcast sites. So obviously a lot of different demographics are going to choose YouTube or maybe Spotify, depending on who they are. And it also doesn't include the fact that he owns a media company where he has paying subscribers. So if we want to talk about the business side again, I don't like doing that. I'm never going to brag about my followers or the money that I'm making because I just think that's ridiculous. I'm also not making a lot of money. Maybe if I was making a lot of money, I'd be braggadocious about it. But Ben Shapiro doesn't get into that. Megyn Kelly does. Again, I think that says a lot about her character. At its core, though, the thing that really disgusts me about this is that many podcasters are pointing to their numbers as an indication of veracity, as if the people who tell the most truth have the most views. And we know intuitively as humans that that's not true. We've been saying it, especially on the right, about the mainstream media for years, that, yeah, sure, they get lots of views at times. It does not mean that they're telling the truth. We've said it about leftist podcasters all the time. Oh, sure, they get a lot of numbers. The Pod Save America bros, for instance, get quite good numbers. That doesn't mean anything they're saying is true. Everyone on the right realizes that, but for some reason, they're conservative or alt-right podcasters who are coming out and talking about their views as if it means that it justifies all of their opinions, which is, again, on its face, ridiculous. Obviously false, disgustingly false, really. I actually have an example of that just to prove my point. This just came out on X. It's gone completely viral. This comes courtesy of Nate Silver, who we do like quite a bit on this show. I think he's got some great numbers. When we get closer to the midterms and the 2028 election, we will be using a lot of his numbers because we use them in 2024 and in 2022, and we're able to correctly predict elections because of them. He's a great pollster. And he's on the left, though. And what you see here is these are just it's kind of a graphic, a good representation of the most engaged people on X. And don't pay attention to the colors. The colors are off. I don't know what Nate Silver was doing with that. The reason why I say that, for instance, is you have people like Jackson Hinkle, who's in red, meaning that he's supposed to be on the right. But Jackson Hinkle is a supporter of Iran, a supporter of the CCP, a member of the American Communist Party. So he's not right wing, guys. He literally supports North Korea. This guy is insane. One of the worst people in America. So don't pay attention to the colors, but do pay attention to the people. You've got a lot of people, not everybody, who are just kind of insane and just say the most insane thing on the internet possible. And I think we all understand intuitively that insane people get a lot of views, but seeing this graphic and seeing the extent to the engagement, again, this is not views, I don't believe. I think this is likes and retweets and comments. That's what engagement typically means. In most cases, I think we all understand that the worst voices are the most engaged with because they have decided that their views are their God. And if you've got the resources, if you're hardworking, no one has ever said these people aren't hardworking. Usually, if you make something your goal, you can achieve it. That's how life works. And for these people, their goal is the views. It's funny, I've actually had several people talk to me in my personal life recently. They've asked me, like, what is your goal for your channel? What are you actually trying to do with this? And my answer is always the same. I just want to A, tell the truth, and B, provide for my family. I know people don't like to like talk about that, but those two things orient everything I do. Yes, it's a money-making machine. It's a business for me. I have a goal to provide for my family. I really don't care about subscribers. I don't have a subscriber goal. I have all kinds of goals, business goals that I go through. I have projections. Subscribers is not one of them. I really don't care. I do have a viewer goal because that does factor into the finances of my business a bit. But my goal at the end of the day, not to be the biggest conservative podcaster. It never has been. It isn't right now. I think if it was, I would sound a lot more like Nick Fuentes and Megyn Kelly, frankly. I guess what I'm trying to say with all this, guys, is that I would be concerned if large podcasters like Ben Shapiro didn't lose subscribers from time to time. Because if you're just feeding the beast, there's no way you're acting independently, which is what Megyn Kelly has started doing. Megyn Kelly is also insinuating that Ben Shapiro buys subscribers. That is so ridiculous. Partly because subscribers don't mean anything monetarily, so there'd be a horrible return on investment for that. And partly because there's no evidence for it. That's just a random, catty thing to say. It's not based in any reality. So I'm just going to put a guess out there. I think if you put my analytics next to Megyn Kelly's or Nick Fuentes or Tucker Carlson's or Candace Owens, I think as a percentage, I might have maybe double the amount of percentage of Western country listeners than them. Which is why I find it ironic that they're saying that Ben Shapiro is buying viewers when I think that they are getting their views from non-Americans in the first place and then saying that that's indicative of what Americans believe. There are only 9 days left to file your taxes. Yeah, only 9 days. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I don't have time to do that. I work. I have a family. I don't have time to sit down and do my taxes for 3 hours. Fortunately, my partner, Quick Tax America, makes it so easy. They do all the work for you. And all you have to do is upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call to the tax professional. Best part is it's only $76 for a federal tax return. $76 for a federal tax return. Does not matter how complicated your taxes are. Go check them out right now. They're fantastic. They keep all of my data safe. They've done my taxes for years. Go to quicktaxamerica.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.